Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, has your online shopping gone from convenience to addiction? We'll tell you how to make better choices. With summer right around the corner, fire officials give a shocking warning about garden hoses. And Oprah Across the Decades will give you a peek inside a one-of-a-kind exhibit. Welcome to the show. I'm Kristen Smith, and here are today's 30 things you need to know. If you feel like you've been paying a little bit less for your groceries, your feeling is right. Major food and retail stores like Kroger, Walmart, Costco, and Target are engaged in a price war to compete for a larger share of the market. Facing stiff competition from online retailers like Amazon, some stores are lowering their own prices to attract more business. Prices at Walmart, for example, fell 4% from February through April, and Walmart's downward trend is influencing its competitors. Costco is using its savings from the recent tax overhaul to lower prices and raise workers' wages. Target CEO Brian Cornell is overseeing a $7 billion investment in the company, including lowering prices to increase sales. And Kroger, the largest supermarket chain in the U.S., has felt the pressure to lower prices as well. But one thing is clear, the major winner of this price war is the customer. While Hollywood is mourning famed chef and TV personality Anthony Bourdain, who was found dead at 61 of an apparent suicide, it has sparked a national discussion around the ripple effect of suicide and the stigmas surrounding mental illness in our country. Bourdain was in France where he was filming an episode of his Emmy-winning CNN series, Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown. The network released a statement saying in part, "His talents never cease to amaze us, and we will miss him very much. Our thoughts and prayers are with his daughter and family at this incredibly difficult time." Bourdain's death comes just days after designer Kate Spade also took her own life. Her husband later said she'd battled depression and anxiety for many years. According to the CDC, suicide is a growing battle with rates in America up nearly 30% in the last 20 years. Approximately 45,000 lives are lost every year to suicide in America. That's more deaths than from car accidents or opioids. If you or someone you know is struggling with suicidal thoughts, please call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline or contact the Crisis Text Line. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Susan Lee. So Susan, I hear there are changes coming for some McDonald's employees.
Yeah, that's right, Kristen. McDonald's turnaround plan in the U.S. Revive, its burger business, is going to include another round of layoffs, which will mostly affect managers, they say. Now, the company also goes on to tell us that these changes will make it more dynamic, nimble, and competitive. Facebook is apologizing for a software glitch that made users' private posts public. The bug affected as many as 14 million users. The company will inform individual users who are actually affected by this and will let them review affected content to make sure that the audience is actually what they intended. And Sprint wants your business very badly, so it's offering a new unlimited plan, including talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. That's much cheaper than rivals AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon.
Wow, that's amazing. Are there any conditions people need to know about?
Well, Sprint won't buy you out of your current mobile contract, and not every device will be compatible with the new plan. It also doesn't offer a mobile hotspot feature for other tethering devices as well.
Well, sounds like it could be a game changer. Thanks, Susan. Time now for Royal Watch with the Sun. We've got Arthur Edwards with us, the Sun's royal photographer for 40 years. Hi, Arthur.
Hello. Hi, Kristen.
I hear Meghan Markle will take her first solo trip with the Queen next week.
That's right. You know, since the Queen's husband, the Duke of Edinburgh, retired last year, a senior member of the royal family now accompanies Her Majesty when she's on an official visit. Next Thursday, Meghan goes on the royal train with the Queen. So she has dinner with the Queen. She does three engagements with the Queen, has lunch with the Queen, and flies back to London with the Queen. So she's going to be really tight with the Queen next week.
That's a lot of bonding time.
That's right.
So, Arthur, when Meghan married Prince Harry, she became the Duchess of Sussex. But is it true any daughters they would have won't inherit the title?
That's true. Where in the royal family, the eldest child, whether boy or girl, becomes the king or queen. But with nobility, only the eldest son takes over the title from the father. Probably another antiquated law here we need to reform.
Well, you know, any daughter is a princess in the mama's eyes, so it really makes no difference, I don't think. Arthur, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a good time to talk to you, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, God. See you next week, Kristen.
A survey has found that a large majority of the population has taken up baking as a way to relieve the stress in their lives. It's called stress baking. So with us today is Valerie Lomas, a full-time foodie and season 3 winner of the Great American Baking Show, to talk about really how prevalent this is. So break it down. What's stress baking, Valerie?
Well, baking is great because it gives your mind something to focus on. And since baking requires precision while you're measuring and mixing, it can actually distract you from stressful situations in your life, and it can have a therapeutic effect.
Okay, so how popular is this getting?
Well, it's actually getting really popular. And just like there's music therapy and art therapy, there are group therapy sessions devoted to baking. Pie therapy, it's a thing.
That's a real thing.
It's a real thing. And it starts like any other group therapy session. You check in, but as they're going through the steps of rolling out the dough, there are just more emotional check-ins.
I love this. I'm seriously going to sign myself up for a baking therapy class.
Right, me too.
take it together.
How exactly.
All right, so what would you recommend that I bake to de-stress?
Well, there's a great roasted pineapple coconut tart that will just melt your stress away.
Oh my gosh, that looks so good. I feel better already. Thanks, Valerie.
Thank you.
You can find Valerie's recipe on our Top 30 Facebook page. Well, fire officials are issuing a very important warning about garden hoses to help keep your kids safe. The Las Vegas Fire Department tweeted this picture of a 9-month-old child who was burned on 30% of his body. His mother accidentally sprayed him with water from a garden hose that had been sitting out in the sun. The incident happened 2 years ago, but fire officials are using it as a warning for other parents. They say a hose left in the sun can heat the water inside to very hot temperatures, which can become a danger for children and even pets. So the fire department recommends letting the water run through the hose for a few minutes before spraying people or animals. Alrighty now, let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear baby boomers are working longer than ever before.
Hi, that's right, Kristen. More and more Americans are postponing retirement. New Labor Department statistics show an unprecedented number of baby boomers are still working full-time. Government researchers found Americans are living longer and healthier lives these days, allowing them to continue to work 40 hours a week. And on top of that, low interest rates means potential retirees are not making as much money with their investments. And a new health study shows a woman's voice pitch lowers after giving birth to her first child, and it stays that way for at least a year. It also flattens out a little bit. Scientists aren't quite sure why this happens, but they think changing hormones might have something to do with it. That and just being completely worn out as a new mom. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, we can both relate to this, right? Let's go back to you now.
Oh, yeah, we can. And by the way, I'm pretty sure those moms are just worn out. Thanks, Danielle. If you've ever wanted to meet Oprah, this might be the next best thing. The timeline of her incredible legacy is featured at the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History in Washington, D.C. The new exhibit is called Watching Oprah, The Oprah Winfrey Show and American Culture, and it just opened to the public. It features more than 240 artifacts and various media displayed over 4,300 square feet. One part highlights her early years, including a check she wrote in 1977 to her church for $28.91. She tithed exactly 10% of her earnings every week. There's also a section which features a camera used on her show and furniture from the set. And you'll also be able to see the gowns Oprah wore to several red carpet events. The Queen of Talk was there for the dedication, and she got emotional seeing all the memorabilia. She urged people to dream bigger, be better, and allow ourselves to move around fearlessly. The exhibit will be open through June of next year. All righty, let's go to Andrea Robinson now from Fox 10 in Phoenix. She has this week's life hacks. So, Andrea, what do you have for us?
Hi, Kristen. Well, first up for this week's life hack, it's a kitchen hack. If you love frozen pizza, but sometimes it never cooks evenly, here's one for you. You take the pizza, you cut it first, and then pop it in the oven, cook it like that, and you won't have a cold center ever again. Next up, another kitchen hack, and this is great going into different seasons of the year. Fresh herbs, sometimes they're not always available. So when they are, chop them up, put them in an ice cube tray with olive oil, and freeze them. You will have fresh herbs any time of the year. And lastly, a cleaning hack for you, the shower liner that lines the shower curtain. Sometimes it gets a little mildewy, so take it down, pop it in your washer. Wash it on normal, bring it out to dry, and no more mildew. Those are your life hacks for this week. Kristen, back to you.
I never knew you could wash a shower liner. I love these. Thanks, Andrea. Well, it turns out more men are turning to Botox to touch up their wrinkles, and the spike in popularity has even led to the term Brotox. The number of men getting the treatment has jumped 27% since 2010. Some doctors believe the main reason behind the increase, social media. Experts say social media has put more pressure on the guys to look better in pictures, and Botox is a quick and easy fix. In fact, some surgeons have created specific procedures so people can look better in selfies. One New York doctor developed the Lit Lift, which is designed to copy a makeup effect made popular by the Kardashians called contouring, which adds definition to the face. This is just another example of the far-reaching impact of social media. In today's hometown stories from Fox 2 Detroit, meet Annie, the adorable terrier who got a taste of the good life thanks to the Detroit Dog Rescue. DDR's success is due to the generosity of their community. So now they're paying it forward by giving to other shelters in need. Recently, with the help of the Bissell Pet Foundation, DDR delivered resources to an animal control center in Louisiana. While they didn't plan on bringing home any dogs, Annie's sweet face was just too much to resist. Our next story from Fox 26 Houston. Tim Collamer and David Gravely met in 2006 when both Marines were deployed to Iraq. Today, they continue to help their country with their business, J-Dog Junk Removal Houston. The veteran-operated franchise picks up unwanted items and fixes them so charities like Goodwill can sell them. Employees like Army vet Adam Sturdivant are happy to be working with other service members again.
You have more people that understand what you've seen.
J-Dog Houston will celebrate their grand opening next week. Our final story from Fox 5 DC. When Melissa DuBois suddenly went into labor along the interstate in 1999, Officer Robert Hunt helped deliver a healthy baby boy. The family was so thankful they gave their son the middle name Robert.
It's probably the best thing that's happened to me in my career.
So when Robert heard the now 18-year-old Thomas was graduating from high school, he wanted to be there for the latest milestone. Melissa called the surprise reunion a blessing. Many of us shop online. In fact, I just did like 30 minutes ago. But for some people, it can become an addiction. So joining us now to talk about making better choices is financial expert and New York Times bestselling author of Boss B, Nicole Leffin. Nicole, it's always great to have you here.
It's always great to be here.
So how can we make more, you know, responsible decisions?
So it's annoying, but go through your email and unsubscribe from the retailer so you don't get bombarded with all of those sale emails because it gets tempting. And if you don't want to go through all of the specific retailers, you can go to enroll.me and it actually does it automatically for you.
Stop.
Yeah,
I didn't
girl.
Know that. Such a great idea. Are there any apps that you like to help, you know, keep track of things?
Well, I love me a good sale.
Yeah.
Okay? But it's really hard to keep track of sales. If you want to get something when it's on sale, there's Shop Tagger that will alert you when that thing goes on sale.
Okay. How can we keep track of what we spend? Because you start, I should speak for myself, I start, and then I'm like, oh, shoot, where'd that $300 go?
A friend, right? You're asking for a friend. You know, you go to the grocery store, right? Mm-hmm. For your family. You're making a list.
Yeah.
Because you want to stay on task.
Absolutely.
Do the same thing when you're shopping online.
Yeah.
So you're staying focused and you're not going down the online shopping rabbit hole.
So you know what's annoying? I look for something, like I went to this furniture store and I put some stuff in my shopping cart, and then the next several days, I kept seeing things pop up on my Facebook.
It's stalking you.
It's stalking me. What is that and how can I get them to stop stalking me?
Yes, you can. You can beat them with clearing your cookies. You're leaving a cookie trail on your browser when you're going to look at stuff. So this is how retailers know what you're looking for. Instead of being tempted, just go to your browser and click clear cookies and you will not be stalked anymore.
How do you feel about impulse buys? Should you just chill for a second and not make the purchase?
Totally chill. Give yourself a chill out period. Give yourself a cooling off period.
Okay.
24 hours. Buy whatever you want. Go crazy. Go like on a binge. Put everything in your cart and then step away. And then 24 hours later, if you're going back and you're like, I really want this thing. Like I'm really jonesing for this thing. Then get it.
Nicole, thank you so much for being here. All right, well, a new company wants to make it easier to fly using your very own aircraft. The Kitty Hawk Flyer is a single-seat, all-electric vehicle that's now available for test drives. 10 fans lift the flyer between 3 and 10 feet over water. It can take off and land vertically like a helicopter. The batteries last 20 minutes or 20 miles. Steering is done with a joystick. The company's chief executive says it's as easy to use as playing Minecraft. To prove it, Kitty Hawk is accepting applications on its website for potential buyers to try it out. The company has a training facility at Lake Las Vegas. The FAA considers the Flyer an ultralight aircraft, meaning no pilot's license is needed as long as it's over water in, quote, uncongested areas. Kitty Hawk is funded by Larry Page, the co-founder of Google. The company says they want to help people experience the freedom and possibilities of vehicles of the future. The Flyer is available for pre-order now. But Kitty Hawk hasn't said how much it'll cost. All right, let's talk about love, shall we? Younger adults are taking more time to get to know each other before getting married compared to previous generations. A new study found couples between 25 and 34 knew each other for an average of 6.5 years before tying the knot. Kaylen Rosenberg is a love architect and joins us now. I love your title, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Why do you think people are waiting longer?
They're smart. They're doing it right. They're slowing down. They've had this whole past several, couple of years of swiping left, swiping right, doing this whole hookup thing. And they're going, you know what? It's not working so well anymore. It's exhausting. And I want to start honoring myself. I want something better than mom and dad. Mm-hmm. I want love and I want it to be real. Yeah, I'm proud of them.
So I know this is a monster question, but what are some tips to help people find that special someone?
Yeah, you need to get really raw and real with yourself and what love means to you. Do you honestly trust it? Everyone says that they want a relationship, but then once they're in one, they're sabotaging all over the place. They know their crap, they know their other person's crap, and they're staying in the wrong relationship way too long. So stop it. Know who you are, know what you want, honor your values, listen to and pay attention to that inner voice that is there to guide you. It will never steer you wrong.
I understand you have an app, a new app.
I have a dating app that I've started. I'm very excited. It is thelargesocialclub.com, and it is the only dating app in the world that truly vets every single. So the people on this app are spiritually, soulfully, psychologically, criminally, identity. vetted. It is about time.
Yeah.
Singles deserve it. It's been too long, and it's just starting to populate, and people are starting to find one another, so I'm really excited.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Kaylen. We appreciate your tips. The summer travel season is in full swing, and Elizabeth Stanton from Popstar Magazine is here to tell us more about a history-filled country that has it all. So where are you taking us today, Liz?
Kristen, with one of the longest recorded histories in the world, Greece is obviously known for its ancient ruins. But this country offers so much more than that. On the mainland, the capital city of Athens dates from the Neolithic Age. When vacationing here, visitors love to see Syntagma Square and trek up the Acropolis to take in the Parthenon. Meanwhile, you've got the Greek islands. There are thousands of them, and around 227 of them are inhabited. Mykonos is very famous for its cosmopolitan atmosphere and incredible parties. Here, an iconic row of 16th century windmills overlook a summer beach scene that rocks well past dawn. A-listers love it. But let me tell you, one of my favorite spots is a bit more mysterious. The Kleftiko Caves near Milos, formed from gorgeous white limestone with beautiful clear blue waters below. The caves are surreal. You can even take small boats inside to check it out. Legend has it, pirates hid their treasures there. Back to you, Kristen.
Well, as if vacationing in Greece isn't a treasure in itself. Thanks, Liz. Well, you know sunscreen protects you from harmful UV rays, but did you know it can also help prevent your skin from bruising? Bruises are caused by tiny blood vessels bursting under the skin. The blood gets trapped below the skin surface, and that's what you end up seeing. There's a substance in your body protecting those blood vessels from bursting. That padding is called collagen. On top of causing sunburn, UV rays from the sun break down collagen in your skin. The less padding you have for your blood vessels, the more likely you are to bruise. So make sure to put on that sunscreen to protect your skin and the layers underneath it. Canada is making moves to do their part in saving the environment. According to the Plastics Industry Association, they aim to make 100% of plastic recyclable or recoverable by 2040, meaning plastic would be nowhere to be found in any Canadian landfills. Instead, the plastic would be reused in products like chemical feedstocks, fuel, and lubricants. Environment and Climate Change Canada reports that less than 11% of plastics are currently recycled in Canada, still 2% higher than the international average of 9%. 9%, but a long way off from where they hope to be. While the goal is attainable, experts suggest recycling systems may need to be changed, and single-use plastic items like cutlery and food containers might need to be made from different kinds of plastic. Well, that's it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on our next show. Americans have gotten 16 billion robocalls just this year. We'll tell you how to stop the latest scams. Plus, new research says there's a surprising way to spot a narcissist. And these men reunited after 27 years. You'll never believe how they first met. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.